You're with SBS Radio. Find more great stories in your language at sbs.com.au.
Ang FIFA World Cup segment na ito ay hatid sa inyo ng TAB. We love a bet. Para sa World Cup, nagbabalik si Mike Moran. Magandang umaga, Mike.
Yes, good morning, Maridel. How are you?
Mabuti. Ikaw, nagulat ka ba tulad ko na na-knockout ang Germany sa World Cup?
I think it surprised a lot of us. Yesterday or last night, we had four matches with amazing results. So, and they had bearings on the positions of groups E and groups F. The first match was between Korea and Germany. And I'd just like to mention, it's great that SBS have agreed to broadcast all the four games live. So one is on SBS TV and the other one is on the SBS On Demand. So you can actually watch two simultaneously. But anyway, the first match saw Germany knocked out by South Korea with a score of 2-0. So this is the first time in the history of the World Cup that Germany have failed to get beyond the first round. The match started off with Germany dominating possession and some very strong physical challenges from both sides, which were initiated by the Koreans. Germany needed to win this, but you could see that their football was a bit sluggish. They were missing some tackles. But in the first half, Korea had a couple of attempts. One from Son, who missed a volley on the 24th minute. And Germany had no clear chances so far in the first half. So the first half ended a pretty dull 0-0. And Germany was still far from their best. They were not very effective. They were lacking intensity. And against the Korean side, which wasn't really effective either. So in the second half, the Germans were fired up. They started off, pretty hard against the Koreans. The first chance came to the Germans where Goretzka missed a free header after a German attack with the goal gaping in front of him, which was saved by the Korean Cho, who made a couple of good saves in the match to keep Korea in it. And in the midst of all of that, Korea got their third yellow card to show you how physical it was. Germany was struggling, and they made a substitution and put Müller, who hadn't started, put Müller and Gomez in. Gomez, then Cruz also had a shot saved by the goalkeeper. So we had 6 minutes of added time. Korea scored the first goal, which was marked for offside. So they went to the VAR and looked at it, and then it was actually offside. But since the ball touched a German before the offside, the goal was counted. So whenever there is an offside, but it's touched by the opponent before the offside, then the goal is it's counted. So that was already Germany down 1-0. And to make matters worse and to rub salt into the wounds of the Germans, the Koreans got their second when Son, who's really their most effective player so far, was he ran behind the goalkeeper with a very with one of the easiest touches. So Germany went out 2-0 to their disappointment. Now, the other match that was going on at the same time was Mexico against Sweden, which also gave us a surprising result. The Mexicans were also far below what we've seen from them so far. They had a few attacks in the beginning. The affair was pretty active. The first half ended at 0-0. In the second half, Sweden scored with a counter with a cool finish by Augustinsson, and they were up 1-0. Mexico was under pressure, so they stepped up their attack. But because they did that, that left a lot of open spaces for the Swedes to exploit. And then the second goal was a result of of pressure on the Mexican defense. They were actually given a penalty with a yellow card for on Moreno for his tackle on the Swedish forward Berg. Blomqvist took the penalty kick and he converted it for a 2-0 lead. So the Mexicans were now really on the verge of collapse. Hernandez missed a header on the other side. Sweden got their third goal, which was actually an own goal by the German fullback Alvarez, which gave Sweden a 3-0 lead. So the Swedes defended well. They put 10 men behind the ball and for the last 10 minutes, and they went through with a 3-0 lead. So in that group, which is Group F, Sweden came out first. Mexico managed to survive. They came out second. So it was an amazing result for Group F. The second set of games were also very interesting. The first one was Serbia against Brazil. Here we saw the Serbians try and attack the Brazilians, but the Brazilians they are slowly getting into gear, and they performed very well. They actually came out on top 2-0. Neymar was in the mood. He's beginning to exert his influence on the game. So it started off with Neymar missing an easy chance with an open goal, which was actually, he was called offside anyway. And nevertheless, he was looking active. The left fullback, Marcelo, was substituted in the 10th minute for an injury, which apparently is a serious one, which has to do with a problem in his sciatic nerve. But his replacement, Felipe Luis, was very he was a very able replacement. So the Brazilian defense were put under a lot of pressure by Serbia, and they will have to play better in their next match. So Neymar missed out in a Brazilian attack, which featured a lot of fancy footwork. Brazil scored on a through ball to Paulinho, who lifted the ball over the outcoming Stojkovic, the Serbian goalkeeper. So the ball was passed on to him. He controlled it well, and as the goalkeeper came out, he lifted the ball to give Brazil a 1-0 lead, similar to the goal that Messi scored the other day. So, and from then on, it was really mostly all Brazil. The Serbians attacked Brazil in the first 13 minutes of the second half. So they had about two or three close attempts in succession, but they weren't able to put it in. Midway in the second half, the coach of Brazil, Tite, made a couple of substitutions, which also helped Brazil to secure the victory. So Brazil kept putting on pressure, and on the towards the end, they were able to get another one from a header of through Thiago Silva, who headed it from a Neymar corner kick. So it was 2-0 in Brazil's favor. So it ended that way. And it's good to see Brazil in this form. So they seem to be getting in stride, but their defense will have to be a little bit better in their next game. And the last match was Costa Rica against Switzerland. This was also very entertaining. It ended up 2-2. A lot of attempts on both sides. The Costa Ricans were happy because they were able to get 2 goals, and the Swiss were happy because they drew the match and got 2 goals of their own and qualified. So in Group E, both Switzerland and Brazil qualified. So the Swiss are now going to play Sweden in the next match, while Brazil will face Mexico in an all sort of South American against Central American match, and that should be very interesting. So all in all, we had four matches with very amazing results. So this World Cup continues to surprise, Marina.
Hanggang sa susunod na laban, Mike. Maraming salamat.
You're very welcome, and thank you very much. Happy viewing.
This FIFA World Cup segment was brought to you by TAG. We love a bet.
Hear more stories in your language by visiting sbs.com.au.